Nolte, 61% not fooled by media cover-up of Biden's mental decline. By John Nolte on February 5, 2024. A clear majority see that his fraudulency Joe Biden is in mental decline and believe, correctly, that the media are trying to cover this frightening fact up. Between January 28 to 30, Rasmussen Report surveyed 934 likely voters and asked, "Do you feel like, over time, Joe Biden is getting less and less mentally sharp?" Across every gender, racial, and age line, a majority said yes. Of everyone polled, 59% said yes, while only 33% disagreed. Looking at the internals, 61% of men said yes, as did 57% of women, 63% of those aged 18 to 39, 60% aged 40 to 64, 51% of those over age 65, 59% of white people, and 58% of black people. Even 36% of Democrats agree Biden is declining mentally, as do 82% of Republicans and 60% of independents. When asked, how likely is it that the news media are helping cover up evidence of his fraudulency, Joe Biden's declining mental sharpness? 61% said it was very, 45%, or somewhat, 16%, likely. Only 36% said it's not very, 16%, or not at all, 20%. Likely the media are participating in a cover-up. Dummies. By a margin of 62-28%, black voters know the media are covering up slow Joe's breathtaking mental decline. I would argue that Biden's painfully obvious mental decline is the least of his problems. If his policies weren't so destructive and his staff were implementing them competently, Americans wouldn't be too concerned with President Roomba. During the 1984 presidential campaign, age seemed to catch up a bit to incumbent President Ronald Reagan. Nothing like we're seeing from Hunter's demented dad, but enough that the media attempted to make a meal of it. But in 1984, America was prospering culturally, financially, and internationally in ways unseen in two decades. Reagan won 49 states, and the Reagan Revolution would march on until September 11, 2001. The most beautiful thing in this poll is the fact that 61% know the corporate media are engaging in a partisan cover-up to protect Biden. In the past, when asked if the media were biased or engaging in straight-up corruption, the affirmative number always seemed to stay mired in the 40s. Republicans understood the media were corrupt and were not afraid to say so. However, the rest of the public was not quite ready to go that far. They likely saw the corruption, but that's different from crossing the line to admitting to yourself that the media are corrupt. Thanks to a near decade of grotesque and blatant fabulism, hoaxes, and lies, the corporate media no longer receive that benefit of the doubt. 10 years ago, if asked if the media were engaging in a cover-up to protect a Democrat, the yes/no number would have been closer to 45-45%. Today, that number is 61-36%, and that is a very healthy sign for our republic. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Nothing about this novel is predictable or formulaic. Nolte is such a gifted writer and can turn a phrase. The characterizations were so well done that each was a polished little vignette. The characters become deeply imprinted in your mind and compel you to keep reading. The whole book had a very beautiful spiritual undertone, and Nolte used themes and symbolism like no recent author I can remember. Some parts of this book are like lyrical poetry. I laughed and cried and was so moved. 5-star review. After your purchase, email jjmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.